A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 4. Jesus, with the power of the Spirit in him, returned to Galilee, and his reputation spread throughout the countryside. He taught in the synagogues, and everyone praised him. He came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord has been given to me, for he has anointed me. He has sent me to bring the good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives and to the blind new sight, to set the downtrodden free, to proclaim the Lord's year of favor." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them. "This text is being fulfilled today, even as you listen." And he won the approval of all, and they were astonished at the gracious words that came from his lips. The Gospel of the Lord. We know that this is the time for State of Union addresses. We're hearing from various leaders, and today we hear one from Jesus. He is speaking in the synagogue at the beginning of his public ministry. Jesus is laying down his plans for the future. Very basically, he has come to show God's love for the suffering, the poor, and the sinful. We know from other gospel stories how he lived that out. The man who said, "If you want to, you can heal me." And Jesus replied, "Of course I want to. Be healed." Of the woman who anointed his feet, he said, "Her many sins are forgiven because she has shown such great love." Jesus ate with sinners. He didn't condemn them, but he showed them God's mercy. But he did condemn the religious leaders who loved attention but did not practice what they preached. And we hear, "He spoke with authority." Jesus took away any mention of vengeance from the proclamation of the good news. That was part of the original Isaiah text. Jesus had obviously thought seriously about what he wanted to say. He had the power of the Spirit in him. And we're told that all were astonished at the gracious words that came from his lips. We too should be astonished at the gracious words that come from the lips of Jesus. And so we can be confident then as we look at the year ahead. Our lives are in good hands. God's hands. What Jesus asks of us is that we imitate him in our own lives and our attitude to others. Thank you.